Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King. I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. We're going to be talking about God and his work on the streets. You know, Jesus commissioned us with a go ye commissioning, and we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's right. And that means you. It doesn't matter if you're young or old or male or female. It doesn't matter. We're all called, if we're believers in Christ, to go and spread the good news around. We have a gal on our team, in fact, Melissa Fisher and Kayla Brundage, who oversee our evangelism teams. They go out all the time, almost every day. We send them out along with our Extreme Plunge volunteers to go and reach the lost. They'll go down to the zone, which is a very drug addicted area, or to Mill Avenue, or we've got door-to-door house blessings or business blessings. Wherever we go, we just preach the gospel and minister healing to the sick, and we, you know, I haven't found any dead people yet to raise that we can raise, but Melissa Fisher and her team have gone into mortuaries and asked them if they would like the dead raised. And they've actually let them come into a certain room in there to pray. And one gentleman who was overseeing a mortuary said, well, I can't let you in where, you know, where the dead are, but I'm going to give your business card to any families that, you know, would be interested in you coming and praying. And so even to the raising of the dead and, you know, setting people free, that's what these teams do on a regular basis. And I think that that's a call for all believers, just to be on the alert, to reach out and love the lost all the day long. You don't even need a special program or a special project to be able to, or to go and do that. But Melissa was with the Lord one time, as she was spending some time with the Lord. She received a revelation. In fact, it's a dream vision, and we're going to share that with you in just a moment. It's so impacting. It just burns on the inside of you, and it's all about going to reach the lost. So here's Melissa Fisher. I'll be right back.
The Lord gave me a vision recently. And in this vision, what I saw was a stained glass window. And what was really strange about it is there was nothing in the stained glass window. And then it lowered, and then I saw the face of Jesus. But then I realized that Jesus was stained glass. It was as if he stepped out of the stained glass window. But I saw his hand go up and his arm extend, and then it pointed to the back of the church, to the exit sign, as if to say, go. And then I saw the rest of the apostles all behind him, all in stained glass, all with these just very serious looks on their face, pointing to the back of the church, saying, go. And I think what the Lord was saying is that he wants his church to get out of the sanctuaries, take the church into the street to a lost and dying world. It was a very simple message, but the message was this, church, go.
Lord, that you would send us to the lost and the despairing and the hurting and the bound. Go.
Kingdom of God is within you. Release it.
Go.
You are commissioned from the Most High. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has sent you. He sent his Son, and as he sent his Son, he has sent you.
We would see your glory fill these streets, and your light would be brought into darkness.
Go! 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 Go!
Go! That was a powerful vision, wasn't it? And in a moment, I want to share with you a little bit about my own beginnings of reaching the lost. But before I do that, I want to read just a couple of scriptures. They're very common, or not common, but they're ones that a lot of people know, so you're probably well acquainted with these. But in Matthew 10, it says that Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. And that means we're supposed to just go out and do that stuff, aren't we? And Jesus said in verse 7, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, now freely give. And so Jesus has given us his spirit. He's empowered us. And now he wants us to go and give that love and give that saving grace message to others, as well as everything that accompanies that with healing, deliverance, freedom, all of those things. And also in Mark 16, Jesus says this in verse 15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. And these signs will follow those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." And it goes on to say that the Lord, when they went out to preach, the Lord worked with them with signs following. Well, I want to share a little bit of a testimony with you. When I was born again, I mean, no one had to tell me that I was a sinner. I knew I was a sinner. I just didn't know how not to be. So the night that I got born again and Jesus came into my heart and took my sin away, I was so grateful. I wept all night. I got born again around midnight. And I actually literally felt Jesus come in and remove my sin and washed away all the guilt, the shame. And I was filled with like liquid love presence. It was so amazing. Well, my automatic response the next morning was, I just wanted to go out and tell the whole world about him. So I started in my neighborhood and I went door to door. I knocked on my neighbor's doors and I said, "Oh, last night Jesus Christ came into my heart and he took all my sin away and he can take away yours too. Would you like to receive him too?" Well, they thought I'd gone crazy. In fact, one gentleman said, "Patricia, have you gone crazy?" I said, "No, I was crazy, but now I'm not crazy." And they didn't get it anyways. But from that point on, I would always think of ideas. I'd go to bed at night even thinking of ideas. How can I tell people how much Jesus loves them? And I remember, you know, my children were really young at the time, and, you know, I'd put them into the back of the car and get in the car, and I'd drive around and pick up hitchhikers. And, you know, when you pick up a hitchhiker, you've got a pretty captive audience. And I realized that nowadays that can be dangerous. Back then, up in Canada, it was a lot safer than it is now. But, you know, we would pick up hitchhikers and I'd say, you know, "I'll drive you to where you want to go, but I believe that this is your divine appointment and you've been brought into this vehicle because Jesus wants you to know about his love." And I would lead many people to the Lord that way. I can remember at other times just going out and sitting on a bus bench, you know, where people are waiting for the buses. And I'd sit there and talk to the people that were waiting for their buses, because I usually had at least 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, to share the gospel with them before they got on the bus. And I led people to the Lord at just waiting for the bus. And nowadays, sometimes in our outreaches, we'll have actual bus outreaches where we send our team on buses with a bus pass for the day, and they just sit there and share the gospel with everyone that's around them. I remember another strategy I had is a friend of mine went to the local swimming pool with our children, and we were having a really good time with the kids and that. And then we had some other friends look after the kids while two of us went into the sauna. She sat on one side of the sauna. I sat on the other side. And I said to her, "Now, can you tell me, how did you come to know Jesus again?" And then she would share her testimony. And I would say, "Wow, that's really cool. Well, this is how I came to the Lord." And everyone in the sauna would hear. And we end up having revival meetings in the sauna. See, we just took advantage of whatever we were doing during the day. And I think that's the best way to do it, is just ask the Lord, give me some creative ideas. You know, if you have to wait for a bus, then lead people to the Lord at the bus depot. If you want to go to a swim, see if you can share testimonies. If you're out in a restaurant, we do lots of restaurant evangelism. That's my favorite, actually, because I get to sit and eat at the same time, and it's one of my favorite pastimes. But we give words. Sometimes we write them out on napkins, or sometimes we'll give them to the waiter, the waitress, or maybe even someone who's eating a meal, and just be really sensitive about it, but go and share words with them. I remember when my children were little, I would put them down for a nap in the afternoon, and I'd get the phone book, and I'd just look up people's names in the phone book, and I'd say, hello, you know, I'm a Christian, and I felt God leading me to call you today, and He wants to bring some joy into your life. Is there anything I can pray for? And they would oftentimes give me a prayer request, and many times I got to lead them to the Lord. And so there's so many opportunities for us to reach out. As I said earlier, our teams are out there all the time thinking of creative ways to just make a person's day a little bit happier by sharing the good news of Christ's love with them. And often we have an opportunity to lead people to Jesus Christ, or to see the sick healed, or to see the bound set free. See, Christ in you is the hope of glory. He is big on the inside of you, and He just wants to get let out. Jesus Himself said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this is what He spoke concerning the Spirit of God that indwells you. It is time for all of us to go out into the highways and the byways and compel people to come into the wonderful feast of His love.
Mmm.
You've got to join us. You must join us for Let There Be Light in Phoenix this August 19 to 22. Oh, I tell you, we're going to have an amazing time. David Hogan, who is one of the most radical men of God I've ever met, he's going to be with us. And so is Joshua Mills and Georgian Danoff and myself and the XP team. And we're going to have a blast. It's going to be amazing. We're going to bring light into the darkness. And we want you to join us. You can find more about that on extremeprophetic.com. In the book of Revelation, it says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. The blood of Jesus is so powerful. Why? Because 2,000 years ago, Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary and shed blood for us. What's significant about the blood? Well, it's a sign of covenant. When Jesus died on the cross for you and I, he passed every love test to prove the perfect love of God for every single person who would receive him. And that blood that was spilled out was a sign that a covenant had been made between God and man. Jesus was both God in covenant and man in covenant. Jesus is God and he is man. When he came into the earth, he came as a man to fulfill all the requirements of that covenant for you and I. Therefore, when we receive Christ as our Savior because of that shed blood, we have all the benefits of the glory realm. Every good thing, Jesus said it in this way, the glory or the copiousness, the fullness of all that God has given me, I give to you so that you may be one. So whatever was given to Jesus has now been given to us in him. And that means forgiveness of sin. It means healing. It means provision. It means joy. Everything. It says in Ephesians 1:3 that every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ is already ours. It says in the book of Peter that we have already been given everything that pertains to life and to godliness. And that is because of the blood of Christ. That is because a covenant has been cut between God and man. How do you enter into that covenant? By coming into Christ, by believing in Jesus Christ. Who can believe in Jesus Christ? Is it only for the righteous? Is it only for those who have had perfect lives and have never made a mistake? No. Do you know that the blood of Christ can save even the most vilest of sinner? That's right. Even the most wicked person on the face of the earth can receive the goodness of God because of the blood of Christ. Stacy Campbell and Wesley Campbell are my pastors, have been for many years. And Stacy Campbell is a wonderful prophetess, and she knows the Lord in a very beautiful way. She was in the presence of the Lord one day, and his power came upon her, and she released one of the most chilling prophecies I've ever heard on the blood of Christ. We're going to show you a montage that we made to go with that prophecy. And I know you're going to enjoy it. We've had this on the program before, but you know, I've seen this particular prophecy and the video done to it many, many times before, and I never get tired of it. Here it is, the blood of Christ prophesied by Stacy Campbell.
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for those of the whole world. Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And what the Lord showed me was a vision of the power of the blood of Christ. And he began to speak to my heart of how powerful is the blood of Christ.
It is powerful not only for the sins of the church, but for the sins of the whole world, for all time, for every last single created human being, for all time. That is how powerful is the blood of Christ. And the Lord said to me, he says, my church does not believe in the power of the blood of Christ. And he says, when they see them come up by ones and twos and be converted, then they say, oh, because I have seen that, I believe in that. But when they watch TV and when they read the newspaper, they look upon society with despair and disgust, and they do not see it through the eyes of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. They do not rise up from reading the newspaper and say, the blood of Christ can heal that. The blood of Christ can redeem that. The blood of Christ can save that derelict. They do not get up from the TV and say, I will go now because I believe in the power of the blood of Christ to redeem all mankind, even the homosexual, even the alcoholics, even the prostitutes, even the abused. But they read the newspapers and they are filled with despair and they say, oh, woe is our nation. Look what has happened to us. And the Lord says that he is looking for a people, and he has come to his church, and he has come to visit his church in much the same way that he went to visit his people Israel. He went to his own. He went to his own. He went to his own first. Why? So that he could commission them to go to the Gentiles. And he has come to his church. He has come to his church. Why? So that he can commission them to go to the world. And I believe that the Lord is looking for a people who will rise up and say, I will go into the darkest part of society. I will go to the prisons. I will go to the streets. I will go out into the world. And I will go and I will say, the blood of Christ can do this. The blood of Christ can heal the sick. The blood of Christ can redeem even the deepest, darkest, secret sin of all mankind. And God says that his arm is not short that it cannot save. His arm is not short that it cannot save. And his arm is not short that it cannot save England. His arm is not short that it cannot save Canada. His arm is not short that it cannot save Europe. His arm is not short that it cannot save Iran. His arm is not short that it cannot save Thailand. There is nothing, there is no one too far from the blood of Christ that it cannot be redeemed. But he says, I come to my own and they go nowhere. I feel like if the Lord is saying one thing, he is saying this, that if the arm of God has touched you, hold it out and touch someone else. Even if only one, even if only one.
It was a powerful, powerful message, wasn't it? And that message is so alive and it lives forever. You know, I can feel that many of you are weeping right now because you understand the power of the blood. One of those men in that video is the one that had the tear coming down his eye. I want to share with you a little story about him. We met him on the streets of Las Vegas. He had been sentenced to 19 years of imprisonment, and he got out after 13. We met him on the very, very day that he was released out of prison. He was just let out the prison doors. He didn't have any money, didn't know where to go. He was frightened. The world around him out there was so strange to him. He didn't know what to do. And he landed up downtown where our team was that particular night. And the Lord highlighted him. And so we went to him, and as you saw, Stacy Campbell was prophesying over him. and giving him words of knowledge, even about specific things that had happened to him when he was a little boy. And they were accurate prophetic words of destiny. And that was the first time, the very first time, that he was introduced to the love of God. And that's what made him cry. A hardened criminal, a man who had made many mistakes, a man who was frightened, a man who didn't know his right hand from his left hand. But God made him cry because of love, because of forgiveness. We were able to lead him to the Lord that night. And there was a woman who was working with us who followed up because she lived locally and got him involved in a church. And he was brought into a loving Christian community. Maybe the first time he'd ever been loved in his whole life as far as being in a family environment. That's the power of the blood of Christ, the forgiving blood of Christ. And I have a sense that there's someone watching the program right now that you feel like that man. You feel like you've been lost. You feel like, wow, you know, who am I? What am I? Where am I going from here? What's life all about? And the Lord's knocking on the door of your heart, and he's saying that he loves you so deeply. And the power of his blood has made a way for you. And you say, yeah, but you don't know what I've done. I've made all these mistakes. I've been terrible. I've been an awful person. But there's nothing that the blood of Christ can't forgive. If you'll just be honest and confess your sin and ask Jesus to forgive you your sin, he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He loves you. He really does. You've got to join us. You must join us for Let There Be Light in Phoenix this August 19 to 22. Oh, I tell you, we're going to have an amazing time. David Hogan, who is one of the most radical men of God I've ever met, he's going to be with us. And so is Joshua Mills and Georgian Dano and myself and the XP team. And we're going to have a blast. It's going to be amazing. We're going to bring light into the darkness. And we want you to join us. You can find more about that on extremeprophetic.com.